Paramount, a Viacom company. Bad Robot. Coloured bars and a video time code. A test card reading US Department of Defense. A title reading document USGX 8810B467 digital SD card. Multiple sightings of case designate Cloverfield. Camera retrieved at incident site US 447, area formerly known as Central Park. April 27th, 6:41 a.m. Footage from a handheld camera being carried to the window of an apartment looking out over Central Park.
It's 6:42 a.m. Beth's dad's place. He's out of town. And it's already a good day.
The cameraman moves through the spacious apartment and trains the lens on a series of photographs in a display case. They show smiling parents with their beautiful daughter, then a boy and his two sisters. The cameraman moves into a bedroom where the young woman from the photo is sleeping on her front. The cameraman lies down beside her.
Bob, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Stop it. Aw, she's shy.
I could just see this ending up on the internet.
Oh, well, fine. Cover up. See if I care. I'm interested in other things.
Like what?
Like you. That was close.
I'll do it really. I'm scared of it. Shut up. I've never been.
You've never been to Coney Island? Oh, how have you never been to Coney Island?
No, I've never been.
Oh, it's so much fun. I'm taking. We're going.
Oh my God, you're so excited.
Yeah,
about
I can't
this.
Wait. What are you doing? What? Oh, all right. Well, then from the neck up. Okay, that's the only way.
Please,
I can
nobody's
this.
Paying for that online.
You've never been to 12chester.com.
Okay. What else?
What else? What?
Other than Cotton Candy and Tilt-A-Whirls, what do you want to do today?
I'll answer that. Is this thing on?
Look out!
Babe, it's on my camera. I don't know if it's the on button or the zoom button. All right, here. I think I got it. Is this on?
Oh, perfect. Now we can have a nice record of you getting run over.
Is that funny? What time is everybody starting to show up? It's getting late.
A couple hours. That's why we have to hurry.
Where are we going?
We're just going around the corner to the store. I want you to go around with your brother's camera and get testimonials from everyone.
Why? It's not like this is a wedding.
No, it's not a wedding. I said like a wedding.
I don't understand why I have to do it. Because, I don't even know how to work this. That's what I think is going to happen.
No, I'm not.
You totally
you have
are.
No clue. Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Can you see me through the viewfinder?
Yeah, got you.
Good. I can see me trying to carry these bags all by myself.
You're doing a great job.
You're practicing two things at once.
Ooh, that's good. That was good.
I'm not lugging this thing around.
He's your brother. This is important.
I understand that, Lily, but it's a shit job.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I'm not doing it.
Jason, I have been planning this for 2 weeks.
Oh, go, babe, okay. All right, I'll do it. It's fine.
Really pissed her off.
Babe, come on. I was just kidding. Come on.
Hud, listen to me. I got a job for you.
I already got a job. I'm doing the sign.
I see that, but this is more important than the sign. You know how, like, at weddings, people give testimonials to the camera, right?
No.
All right. You're going to take the camera and just, go around the party and film people wishing Rob good luck.
I don't know, man. That's a lot of responsibility, Jason. And then you have to do the whole
night. And Marlena's going to be here.
She is?
Oh, yeah, she is. So you're going to take that.
Hold on.
And you're going to talk to her.
I didn't say I would do it.
Just try it out.
I'll do a few.
You can just do mine first. You ready?
Yeah, go.
All right. Rob, I don't even want to say, bro. Best of luck in Japan. I love you so much. And I'm proud of you. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Easy enough?
Yeah. It's actually kind of fun.
You enjoy it, Hud.
Thanks, man. Hey, I'm doing testimonials.
Ooh, a nice.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Hey.
What do you say? Bon voyage, Rob. Or however you say that in Japanese.
Sayonara?
Sayonara?
Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oh.
Hud, what are you doing?
I'm documenting the night.
But I thought I asked Jason to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jason asked me to do it, so I've been doing it. I've been doing it really well.
Well, are you going to take it seriously, though? Because it's really important.
No, of course. I've been taking it really, really seriously. Very seriously.
You promise?
Yeah. You want to do your testimonial now?
Okay.
Yeah, do it right now.
Okay.
Okay, just open up to him because this is going to be the last thing he sees.
I got it. Robert Hawkins, I can't believe you're leaving me to look after your brother by myself.
Oh, easy. Easy. I mean, I'm obviously standing right there.
And I know we're not officially family yet.
Not fair.
Dude.
Okay.
Cut him out later.
But I think of you as my brother. And I hope you think of me as a sister. So you better call us. Now that you have this job, you can afford to call us. So. Bud?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, sorry, no, you're good. You're good, you're good.
That was good.
That's it.
I thought that was really, really good.
Give it. You weren't even paying attention for it.
At the farewell party taking place on May 22nd at around 7:30 p.m., Hud trains the camera on a new arrival.
Okay, can you do this? Yeah, you got this, man. You got this.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up?
I'm going around the party and I'm meeting. You know Rob's leaving? Like, it's his going away party.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're taping people talking about it.
Oh, no. Thank you. I barely even know Rob. I'm just coming to say hi to Lily, so it's a little weird if I'm even on it, I think.
Okay, cool. So I'm supposed to get everybody? So, have you ever been to a wedding?
Yeah.
A lot of times
no, I
weddings.
Get what you're doing. I don't want to do it, but thank you.
Okay, cool. We'll just do a short one real quick.
Marlena reluctantly gives in.
Hey, Rob. Marlena. I think we've met, like, probably three times before total, and every one of those times I was really drunk, so I don't really even know what to say. But you have a cool job. That's something. Like, you're president of something.
Vice president.
Also really cool. So good luck with that, and we're gonna be here keeping New York really safe and fun for you when you come back.
Cool, that was a really good one.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can do another one if you want.
Wait, do you actually have like a card or something? My agency, we're going on this stupid retreat and they like all this video, like bonding.
Oh yeah, I'm not a professional.
What?
I'm not a professional, I'm Hud.
Hug?
No. Hud, I'm Robin Lily's friend. We met like several times before.
Oh, yeah. You have the camera in front of your face. It's probably why I didn't.
Oh, okay, here.
Oh, yeah, what's going on? Totally.
Yeah, cool. It's nice to see you again.
Really good to see you. Really good.
So, what have you been up to?
I'm going to just go grab some food, but good luck with the...
I could still do your agency's retreat if you want it.
Oh, whoa.
Get ready. Can someone turn on the music, please?
Rob looks overwhelmed and walks out of the apartment again.
How did you guys plan all this?
Easy, you're not even.
Hey.
Sorry,
yes.
What's up?
Oh, hey.
Speech! Yes. Speech! Speech!
Wow, this is very surprising. Obviously. Yeah. But it's very sweet, so thank you. Lily?
It was everyone.
No, thank you, everyone. Thank you. It's, it means a lot, so. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah! Party! Yeah!
Hey,
man.
Yo.
Were you surprised?
I was, like, not even surprised.
No? Can you describe your current emotions right now?
No, I would say blasé. Like, I'm just a little bored.
No, you're not. And,
congrats. No, man, that was awesome, dude. What are you doing with the video camera?
I'm documenting the night so that you can take it to Japan with you.
Oh, can I watch it every night?
Jason asked to do it. Yeah, you could.
Oh, good. Hey, do you have Beth coming tonight?
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure Lily invited her. Why wouldn't she be here?
As the night progresses, Jason and Lily dance together. A blonde girl has passed out on a sofa. Hud films a man standing at a buffet table.
How are you going to survive without Rob?
He's like your main dude.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, how am I going to survive without you?
I don't know. I'm like your main dude.
Straight up.
As I make my I'm not here.
Hi.
I'm just documenting. Not here.
That was my biggest problem, is that she takes everything, you know,
wanting to... But when he said, my fair lady...
I love my fair lady.
I was like,
what?
Really?
That was wonderful. But, it worked out, right?
Beth, hey! We made it!
It doesn't matter, dude. You're here.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
Enjoy it.
I love it. I guess it.
Who's that guy?
I know, he's random here. I'm gonna go check it out. Look out, documenting.
Oh, thanks. I missed your surprise.
It's
I'm
okay.
I'm sorry, totally had to take
it. No problem.
Decorating's fine.
No, it's fantastic.
Rob, this is Travis.
Hi. Oh, well, pleasure. I've heard a lot about you. Congratulations,
thank
by the
you.
Way, Vice President. That's
thank you. I love you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's really amazing.
Should we?
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Hey, I'm documenting the night.
Okay.
Tons of sake. Yeah, just help yourself. Enjoy.
Enjoy. It's good to meet you.
Thanks for coming.
Are they dating?
Yeah.
A little later, Hud films Beth talking with her date, Travis, then pans across to Rob, sitting alone and gazing wistfully at her. He downs a shot and Hud heads over to him.
Hey, is everything cool, man?
Yeah, everything's cool.
Okay, because you've been over here kind
of... My camera?
I don't know, your brother gave it to me.
Did you switch the tape? Because I had a tape in there.
I don't know, it was...
Really coasters are fine, but like any kind of teacup-y thing?
Tape was in here when I got it. Why? Rob, why?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't... It's stupid.
Okay, are you sure you're cool? Because you're really weirding me out. Like, we haven't been hanging out or anything.
Here.
All right, cool. That's more like it. Sorry. Hey, Beth. Hey, I'm filming goodbyes for Rob. Do you want to say something?
Oh, Hud, yeah, I don't know. It's not a really good time right now.
Come on, he's leaving. I mean, you're not gonna be able to talk to him for a while. Isn't there something you want to say?
You know what, Travis, can you get me a drink?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Cool, thanks. Hey, looks right here? I don't...
No, we can do it in the kitchen.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Okay.
Rob. I didn't want to do this on camera. But, I just want you to know how happy I am for you. Because I know how hard you've worked for this job, and I know how much it means to you, and... And I'm really gonna miss you.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Jason, there's something totally weird going on with Rob and Beth.
What are you talking about?
I'm serious, they're right outside.
Hud, not now.
Okay, I'll check it out.
You never even called me, Rob.
Go and bring some guy to my party?
You haven't talked to me in weeks. Hud, man.
Sorry.
Hud. I got it. Hud.
But I'm documenting.
Not this.
Lily, do you know what they were fighting about? Lily, if you know, you have to tell me.
I'm not telling you.
I really should know. It's the guy documenting this.
She was the one who brought me back inside.
Okay, fine. So we'll go find out.
We'll go find out. Actually, she's in the kitchen.
What?
Lil.
Yeah.
Lil, do you have something to tell us?
No.
You do, don't you? Hud, you're a genius.
Dodging the question right now.
There's nothing to tell you.
Lily,
nothing.
Lily, if you know something, you have to tell us.
Look at me.
What?
Lily.
I know you.
Okay, fine, but not on camera. I'm not telling you.
Okay, that's not a problem. I don't think they're a problem.
So why would we say something?
We won't say anything.
Rob and Beth slept together.
Right.
Are you serious?
It happened a few weeks ago. Beth made me promise not to say anything.
Are you kidding me? Lily and Robin Best sleep together. You're not even going to tell me that?
Why wouldn't you tell me?
Why wouldn't I tell you?
Okay, you guys, don't ask me where I heard this. Robin Beth totally had sex together.
I knew it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. This is extremely serious.
Hey, Marlena. It's me, Hud from before. Right. Did you know that Robin Beth had sex?
No.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? They've been friends forever. I mean, Rob's been in love with her since college.
Well, maybe it was like a going away present, you know?
Yeah. Wait, were we supposed to get presents?
They did. They had sexual intercourse,
no,
they told me.
No,
oh, I promise.
No, I had makeup stuff.
No, I do not. I have a nice card and see what kind of one.
Hud films Beth as she rejoins Travis, then swiftly leaves, passing Rob as he comes back into the apartment.
Good luck in Japan.
Good luck tonight, Travis.
Hey, dude.
Are you all right, man?
Hey, come on.
Let him go. We should talk.
We're not talking to him.
I can talk to him now.
Dude, you already talked to the whole party.
To do something.
No. Everyone needs to just calm down and give him a space.
What, he's gonna stay locked in his room?
Lily, look at you. It's fine.
It's
trust
not
me.
Fine.
It is fine.
You are his brother. You are his best friend. Go make him happy.
So, how do you want to do this? Do you want to do most of the talking, or do you want me to do most of the talking?
You're not doing any talking.
Okay, cool.
We gotta talk.
You don't know what you're talking about,
well, then
all
tell
right?
Me.
It was just a spur of the moment thing.
But Beth told Lori that after you guys got together, you totally blew her off.
I didn't blow her
she
off.
She said you never called her.
I'm leaving, all right? So what am I supposed to do?
I don't know, man. She was heartbroken.
But there's no together. It's just her and me, two separate things. It's better if we just stay friends. Not that I feel like I'm not good enough.
No, stop. I didn't say feel, Rob. You're not good enough for her. That's it. That's fact. That's science. Beth McIntyre is like from a whole nother planet, man. She's beautiful. She's charming. And you, I love you, but let's face it, you're kind of a douchebag. And going to Japan is not gonna fix that. She's crazy about you, bro. Like, right now,
yeah,
as you are.
And you're in love with her.
But you gotta go after
her. It's not that simple.
No, it is that simple.
Come on, man, don't be scared.
It's about moments, man. That's all that matters. You gotta learn to say, forget the world and hang on to the people that you care about the most.
Oh, God. What the hell was that? I scared the shit out of me.
The lights go off and dawn.
Hey,
guys,
where are you?
What was that?
What was that?
Hey, you all right?
Yeah.
You see anything?
I know.
Hey, Marlena. Marlena, are you okay?
Guys, look at Here we go.
After word of a possible earthquake in Lower Manhattan, nearby in New York Harbor, we're getting word of an oil tanker capsizing in the middle of the harbor near the Statue of Liberty. Once again,
that's really close.
There's no way to know
that's
any
really
of this
close,
is connected.
Man.
Let's
see. What, do you think you could see something in the roof?
No, maybe.
Sure.
You want to go to the roof? Let's see if we can see something
on,
in the roof.
Let's go to the
roof.
Huh?
Yeah, let's go up there.
I don't think we should.
Yeah, let's go up there.
That was really.
What do you think? I think it's another terrorist attack.
It's insane, man.
Hud follows Lily, Jason, and some of the other party guests up onto the roof.
It's like shaking everywhere, man. It's like tremors.
So is this the only light that went out?
No, a couple did. Some stayed on.
Man, what is going on? Maybe you should have left town a little bit earlier, right?
Something explodes in the distance and huge fireballs soar through the sky towards the building. Everyone braces back inside. The footage is interrupted as Hud scurries after them. Hud has fallen over and Rob helps him back to his feet. With the camera still rolling, Hud follows his friends out onto the street. Smoke is curling between the skyscrapers. Something comes flying through the air, smashes against the side of the building, falls scraping on the road, scattering terrified pedestrians. The battered head of the Statue of Liberty lands meters from Hud.
Oh, oh, God. Oh, oh, God.
People surge forward to take pictures of the severed head on their camera phones. Jason is reunited with Lily. Hard films a glimpse of something huge move between office blocks.
Hey, did you guys see that? Did you guys just see that?
The top of the building collapses, and the resulting cloud of debris comes hurtling down the street towards the pedestrians. They scatter to escape the dust tsunami. Rob and his friends race into a convenience store.
All right, get down! You all right? Did you guys see that? People still out there. This is the
Yeah.
Rob. Hey, Rob. I saw it. Rob.
What?
Rob, I saw it.
What's he
saying? It's alive.
The windows of the store have blown out, and a wave of dust swirls in. Hud's camera falls onto its side. The ground shakes as a monstrous thudding sound passes outside.
Jason, what are you doing?
Jason, where are you going?
Just wait. Jason, don't go out.
Jason, don't!
Lily, just wait here!
Hey, Rob, where's he going, dude?
Jason!
Rob!
Rob tentatively follows Jason outside, and Hud picks up the camera to record their movements. The street is caked in dust and glows with the reflected light from a fire burning. Papers fall from the sky, and a few people are moving about in a daze.
Oh my God. Marlena?
Oh God.
You okay? Wait, come here, sit down.
Fires are burning all along the city street, and a line of cars parked against the curb have been crushed or overturned. Hud films the devastation. Lily is tending to Marlena, who looks shocked and confused.
So what did you see? You said it was alive? What was it?
Who cares?
I don't know. I mean, I was taping. Oh, yeah, I can show you. Hey, you guys, I have it on tape. Rewind it.
What do you want?
Yeah, here, let me rewind.
It'd be a great opportunity.
Yeah, but I don't even speak the language.
Oh, come on. How hard can it be?
It's Japanese hard.
It'll be fine.
You really think I should go?
That makes no sense. We don't know what we saw. The point is, it's still here. All right? So we need to get the hell out of Manhattan. Now.
And out to the Brooklyn Bridge. I think it's the best plan.
Three shots.
Yeah, it's dead.
Just take the wound.
No, do you know how far that is? Brooklyn is right there.
No, dude,
it's so
further.
Much closer.
Yeah, it's right here.
What's going on?
I think we're gonna get out of here. Is she okay to?
Okay. Marlena, we're gonna get out of here, okay? Who's eating people? Who's eating people? Okay, come here.
Is anyone's phone working?
What?
Hud, is your phone working?
What? No.
Shit, I left it at the apartment.
There's no signal.
No, any signal either?
No, come on.
Hud, come on!
What? Okay.
The group of friends pass an emergency triage. Someone is screaming in agony in the back of an ambulance.
It's all right, okay. Let's go. Help me!
Let's go.
Officer, do you know what was that thing?
If you're not injured, you gotta keep moving, man. Let's go, people.
Yeah, once we get to the bridge, we'll be safe.
Hey, how are you? She doing better?
She's gonna be fine.
Marlena, you saw it. What was that?
Not now, Pud.
Sorry.
Come on, bridge. Don't be okay.
group have joined thousands of people crossing the Brooklyn Bridge on foot. Orders are issued from a helicopter hovering overhead. Hutt pauses to film the burning oil tanker and the headless Statue of Liberty.
You still filming?
Yeah. People are gonna wanna know how it all went down.
Ah, well, you can just tell how it all went down, Hutt.
No, that wouldn't work. People need to see this, you know? This is gonna be important. People are gonna watch this.
Whoa, Beth!
Rob!
Beth! Beth, I've been trying to reach you. Are you okay? Hello?
Wait a second, you guys! Hey! Lily, stop!
I'm sorry, it's really loud here. Can you speak up?
Lily!
What?
Rob got all the best!
Wait, Jason, wait! Beth,
you're pushing me.
Rob's got Beth on the pole! What?
Hey, yo, come on!
Rob's got Beth on the pole!
Okay, Beth, you're gonna have to calm down, okay? Where are you?
What do you mean you can't move?
The bridge shudders, and the friends have become separated by the swelling crowd. Jason has been taken ahead on the tide. Hard swings the camera around and focuses on Marlena.
No, I can't get over there! I can't see anything! Can you see it? Why did you stop?
Something like a massive tail comes crashing down onto the bridge where Jason is. Hutt falls, and people start rushing towards him, away from the broken section. Lily screams for Jason and tries to fight against the rush of people fleeing from the collapsing bridge. Hutt joins the crowd as the steel cables break loose from their moorings and whip through the air with an eerie, cracking sound. People flee beneath the tunnel, and Hutt falls, then manages to get back on his feet. Lily, Marlena, and Rob break away from the throng.
Listen to me, man. I'm so sorry about your brother. I'm sorry, man. I'm so
sorry.
Are you okay? Rob? Oh, shit. Okay. Rob.
We can't see.
Dude.
We can't.
Rob, we gotta get out of here, man. Listen to me. We gotta get moving, man. We go to the Manhattan Bridge, you know? We gotta get out of here. It's not safe here. Okay, we can go to the other side. We can try and get... the Lincoln Tunnel? I don't know, man. I don't know. We gotta get out of here. It's not safe here. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
You know?
Shut up,
hey. Jesus.
Rob? Hey, Rob?
No.
Rob?
My battery's dead.
God, dude, I know. Well, listen, we gotta get out of here, man. You know? Rob!
Well, where's he
Rob?
Going? Where's
hey.
He going?
Oh, God. Oh, I'll go get him. Hey, Rob! Rob! Dude, I can't take all this running, man! Rob! Rob! Excuse me. Hey, Rob! The store's closed, man! Rob! Rob!
Burning right now. Apparently, the bridge was filled with pedestrians traveling across. It has collapsed. No word on injuries yet, but...
Oh, God.
Continue now with our breaking news story in Lower Manhattan. We are getting some truly extraordinary live images here in the studio. For those of you just joining us, Lower Manhattan is in an absolute state of siege. And what has been...
The glimpses of a creature on TV, then armored vehicles racing down the street. Hart films the bony back of a monster as tall as a skyscraper.
Hey, Rob, hey, dude, actually, I think we need to get out of here, like, right now. Do you know what I'm saying? Because there's, like, some serious shit going on outside. Rob? No, like, you know what I mean? Rob, like, there's some strange shit going on. Rob?
Donna Martel is near the scene.
What's going on?
Approximately 300 feet of warning signs. It's astonishing. It's very, very scary.
But from what we can see, there's clearly a sizable mobilization of troops and equipment, and they're trying to get everyone to safety.
To be honest, your guess is as good as mine at this point. There appears to be something coming off of it.
Yes.
The ground seems to be covered,
and it looks like there's something falling off of it, doesn't it?
Oh, shit!
Donna, can you hear us?
Hey! Sort of living thing, and
what are you doing? We gotta get out of here! Where is he?
What I've been telling you. I've been trying to do that!
Military's evacuated.
Hey, Rob, listen to me, okay? We gotta get out of here. It's time to leave the electronics store.
Just
stop it, okay? Stop! Wait! Please keep it here. Live from New
York.
Having listened to Beth's message using a phone battery purloined from an electronics store, Rob looks distraught, then seems to come to a decision and heads out.
Rob, wait up! Rob!
I got your message, and I'm on my way there.
Hey, okay, Rob, there. Listen, you gotta think this through, man, okay? Beth lives in Midtown. Midtown is that way. Guess what else
is
that way?
Wait up!
Some horrific shit
guys,
is in Midtown.
Guys, this is insane, okay? We're not gonna go near that thing, okay? We're not gonna go to the middle of the city!
No, we're not. You're not coming with me. Look, follow him with the military, follow him with the crowd, let them escort you out of here. Okay?
Rob!
I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Rob!
Wait a minute!
Listen! One of us is gonna have to tackle you, and that's gonna be very uncomfortable for everybody involved.
Listen, you can't talk me out of it, okay? Look at me, this is not me crazy. All right? I know what I'm doing. You can't talk me out of it, so turn around.
I'm coming. I'm coming with you.
Lily, you don't have to do that.
No, I want to. I'm coming.
Guys, did you not hear her message? I mean, even if we get to Beth, there's a chance that she's already...
Shut up.
Guys, this is insane.
Rob!
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Rob!
Rob! Hey,
Rob!
I'm sorry, I don't understand you.
Rob, hold up!
I'm sorry.
Hey, Rob, wait up, please!
Up? Have you tried maybe calling 911, see if somebody else can get
through? Yeah, I tried.
Okay, well, I mean, what about police? Fire department?
I couldn't get through, I
okay,
tried.
Okay, it just seems a little...
A rocket screams above the friends' heads as soldiers appear with guns blazing. The friends race out of their way as they close in on the creature at the end of the floor. A tank fires another rocket and a soldier kneels down to shoulder a bazooka. The creature is partially shrouded by smoke, but its impossibly long limbs flail under the heavy fire. Although they look speedy, they seem to surge with power, like the deceptive rigidity of an insect's legs. Hart has become separated from Lily, Marlena, and Rob, who are sheltering in a storm room. Rob comes up the steps and points down the road in the same direction the troops are heading in. The girls join him running down the street.
Oh shit! This is crazy!
As the trio race into the subway, the creature's face looms out of the night sky and its reptilian mouth forms into a scream.
Hut!
You okay, man? Alright?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm alright. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
What the hell was that? Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
The lights in the deserted subway station flicker on and off. Rob stands at the edge of the platform, then paces back and forth.
Hey, look, we can just cross to the other platform, then go up the stairs and see if, you know, the other, side,
the
of the
other side of the street looks the same as this side.
We can just wait for there to be a lull and then just make
Rob,
a break.
The air caught on
we
fire.
Can just wait.
Okay? There's not going to be a lull.
But if we wait on the other,
listen to me, man. I'm with you, okay? I really, really am. I'm just saying, you got to listen to what's going on out there.
Rob, he's right, okay? We have to wait.
Let's see. Shit!
The lights dim and flicker. Lily and Marlena are crouched on the floor with their backs to a pillar. A trickle of dust rains down beside them.
What? Rob, what?
Hey, Mom. Yeah, no, I'm okay. Okay, yeah, we are. We're being evacuated right now. The army's here. We're being evacuated, so don't worry. Okay, but Mom, listen. We tried to get out of the city, and we took the Brooklyn Bridge. And we were right there when it hit. Jason's dead, Mom.
Rob covers his eyes, and Lily is close to tears. When the phone call is over, Rob wanders off on his own, and Hud films him as he sits on a bench. Rob puts his head in his hands. Lily joins him, and his face crumples with emotion. He leans into her, and she wraps her arms around him. They comfort each other. Hud continues to film them as Rob takes off his jacket. He makes a move towards them, then reconsiders and turns to Marlena, who is sitting on the floor with her back to the pillar.
I don't know what to say to him. I feel like I should say something, but I don't know what to say.
The electricity continues to go on and off, and the station is intermittently plunged into darkness, then illuminated by the sickly glow of strip lights.
I'm not even supposed to be here.
You didn't have to be. I mean, you had your chance in the alley. You could have left us. Yeah, you were supposed to meet up with some friends or something, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Marlena and Hud join Rob and Lily at a subway map.
That's good.
Yeah, but this is the 6.
Rob, I don't think the trains are running right now, man.
No, we can just walk the track, see? Look. Beth lives here, Columbus Circle, we can just walk down the 6 to Lexington, and then walk down Central Park South.
Walk in the tunnels?
It's either that or stay here.
I'll walk the tunnels.
The group are walking along the pitch-black tunnels.
I can't see.
It's kind of freaking me out, you know?
I think there's a light on the camera. Let me see.
There is?
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
With their way partially illuminated by the light on the camera, the quartet follow the subway tracks.
ocean is big, dude. All I'm saying is, a couple of years ago, they found a fish in Madagascar that they thought had been extinct for centuries.
So what? It's been down there this whole time and nobody noticed?
Sure. Maybe it erupted from an ocean trench, you know? Or a crevasse. Crevice. It's just a theory. I mean, for all we know, it's from another planet and it flew here.
Like Superman?
Yeah, exactly. Like, wait, you know who Superman is?
Oh my God, whoa. You know who Superman is?
Okay,
I'm like feeling something. Are you aware of Garfield?
A lot of people think he's from a planet that he's not actually from.
I just can't stop thinking about how the last thing I said to her was good luck tonight, Travis.
She knows he didn't mean that. I think of some of the things I said to Jason.
No, that's different.
Why?
Jason knew you loved him.
Rob leads the way along the tunnel, with Hutt bringing up the rear.
Hey, do you guys remember a couple of years ago when that guy was lighting homeless people on fire in the subway?
Jesus, Hutt.
What?
Maybe not the best topic for conversation down here.
Right. I just can't stop thinking how scary it would be if a flaming homeless guy came out of the dark right now.
Seriously.
I'm just saying. Sorry.
What was that?
Let's just keep moving.
Holy shit! Oh, God, this is nasty.
Dozens of rats.
This is disgusting.
They're all running in the same direction.
They're like they're running away.
From what?
Hutt points the camera down the dark tunnel behind them.
Hey, how much farther?
I don't know. Let's get out at the next station.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, wait, did you guys hear that? What is that? Just listen.
I see that.
Shh.
Do you guys...
Shh.
Oh, man, this is the worst.
Will you be quiet for 5 seconds?
Oh, turn on the night vision.
What?
It's right here. I got it. It's right here. It's right there. Is it on?
What? Run. Okay, run. Actually, run.
What?
Hey, let's start running.
What?
Just run.
What?
Just run. Just start running right now. Just start running now.
Run!
The night vision footage revealed huge spider-like creatures crawling after them along the deep tunnel. The group run, but the parasites, the same animals which fell from the body of the monster, attack them. One creature snaps its mantis-like jaws at Hutt, who films Marlena eating it with an iron bar. Another parasite jumps on her back and blood sprays on the camera lens. Rob boots at Alpha and helps her to her feet. The group leap off the track and slam a heavy door on another of the vicious creatures.
There you go.
Totally not what I was thinking.
After a brief flash of footage from Beth and Rob's date at Coney Island, Hutt resumes filming, recording himself wiping Marlena's blood from the lens.
What are you doing over there, Marlena? You okay?
You tell me. How's it look?
Looks like it hurts.
I mean, you're saying this isn't attractive like at all?
A little bit.
Rob has prized open a vending machine door. He takes out some bottles of water.
Here, you can wash it off. Here. Did it get you hurt? Did it bite you, man?
No, it didn't get me.
Okay, okay.
Hey. So those things came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That one that grabbed me, it's like trying to drag me away. What was up with that?
Maybe he liked you, Hutt.
Yeah. Maybe he's trying to make me his queen. Hey, thanks for coming back and helping me out, you know?
What, you think that I'm the kind of person that wouldn't do that?
No. No, I know you aren't. I was just saying, like, I'm glad you did. Otherwise, I would have been totally dead. Right? It's okay. He just got bit.
Hey.
Marlena's hurt pretty bad. You know?
Well, we could wait here for a little bit, I guess, and just hope those things don't make it through the door.
Yeah, okay, what's the next option?
Well, okay, we could see what's out through this way, maybe find another tunnel.
No, no then, more tunnels.
Then, I don't know, we try our luck up top.
Okay, just to be clear, so our options are die here, die in the tunnels, or die in the streets. Is that
pretty much
the summing up of it?
But wait, we don't even know where we are, right? So let's just go up and look around, see if we recognize anything. Do you think you'll be okay to walk?
Yeah, I'm sorry,
I'll help you.
Rob opens the door and then tentatively heads out of the staff room they've been holed up in. He cautiously moves past an abandoned ticket office and looks round warily before moving into a station entrance. The others follow him.
We're 59th.
Yeah.
We're 59th.
They see bright lights shining through glass doors.
It's weird.
Rob peers through the glass, which looks in on the interior of a department store. He tries a door and it opens, so he and the others step inside. Hud moves behind Marlena, who is the only one to have been bitten during the parasite attack.
Hello?
They make their way through the store, passing items of clothing strewn across the floor, alongside shapes which could be dead bodies or fallen mannequins.
Marlena?
What's wrong?
Are you okay?
I'm dizzy.
Yeah, do you want to sit down for a second?
No, I'm fine. She needs a doctor.
You sure?
I'm totally fine.
Yeah, because we can, like, sit down if you
want. I'm fine.
Are there any more of you?
This is us.
We got four civilians here. Roger. Let's go, move! Move!
Okay.
Let's go!
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Listen, we need your help. Our friend, she's hurt. She's trapped in her building right by here at Columbus Circle.
Yeah, that is not where you want to be right now.
Do you guys know what it is out there? Do you know what that thing is?
No, they ain't telling me. Whatever it is, it's winning.
The group pass through plastic curtains into an area set up as a triage.
What's up?
Got another bite here.
Oh, look at that. Gross.
Please, we can't stay here.
Hey, not now.
Copy that. Sir, we have two F-18s en route from Salford. Four more are arming up, maybe 30 minutes out.
Listen up, people. Rack them and pack them. We're Phantoms in 15.
They helped you find them.
They were in the tunnel, sir.
We had to go all the way from Spring Street.
I'm ready for transport. I'm gonna leave that job.
Yes, sir.
No.
Wait, move.
Our friend is very badly hurt. We have to get to her.
Sorry, son, can't help you. Give him a
chance. No, wait, please, listen to me. Let go. Just listen for a second, please. I'm sorry.
Goddamn camera.
We've been trying to get to her
our own way.
I am not jeopardizing this operation or my men.
I want your help.
You are getting on that chopper now.
1 second, sir, please.
You have no idea what's out there.
I don't care what's out there. Listen to me. She's dying.
There is nothing I can do about
that. I love more than anything is dying, and it's my fault. She should have been with me tonight, and I let her go, and I get it, okay? You have your hands full. I get that, but we're going to go after her, and if you want to stop me, then you can have a shoot.
I don't feel so good.
Shit.
Bart! We've got
Bart! Marlena, are you okay? Hey, what are you guys doing?
Marlena is bleeding from her eyes. She's dragged away by people wearing hazard suits, and Hud films as she's hurried into a makeshift tent.
Hold on a second! Just wait a second! Go on, stop!
Marlena's silhouette shows through the flimsy material, which is spattered with blood when her head suddenly explodes. Rob, Lily, and Hud swiftly escorted away.
There's nothing you can do for you. It is over. It's over. Roger's clear.
Sure.
I'll get him to the choppers from here.
Let's move out.
Oh my God. What just happened?
Let's go. You shouldn't be doing this shit. Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay,
move.
Okay.
Move. Let's go. Move. Come on.
All right.
You gotta listen to me. This girl, her building, it's at Columbus Circle.
Yeah.
If you want to go out in this, I ain't gonna stop you. But you gotta know something. The government's considering the hammer down protocol, which means they're willing to let this whole area go.
You mean Midtown?
No, I mean Manhattan. Come on. We're taking one last shot at this thing. If that doesn't work, they're leveling the whole goddamn city. Your watch is still working?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Ellis are leaving from 40th and Park. Last chop was wheels up exactly 0600. If you can make it there, then they'll get you out.
Okay, thank you.
58th Street's right there. Now go. Move. Go.
This is like a nightmare. You know?
So, I can't even really see what happened to her. I mean, did you see it? Could you see what
happened? Her eyes started bleeding, and then they were screaming she was bitten.
Okay.
And then she wouldn't stop bleeding. Yeah, I'm okay. Okay.
Guys, I don't mean to be, but we don't have a lot of time. Okay, so maybe you guys should just stay here and I'll go, all right? I'm sorry, I just...
No, we're coming.
You sure?
Yeah. No, man. No, we have to do this, okay? We're with you. Let's go right now. Come.
Lily stops on one side of a street and watches a white horse pulling an empty carriage along the road.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
What is it?
Oh.
What?
Shit.
That's not Beth's place, is it?
Oh my
is that
God.
Beth's apartment?
Oh my God.
Rob, is that her place? Tell me that's not her place.
That's your place, yeah.
Oh shit. I don't suppose she lives on the ground floor.
No, 39th.
Oh, great.
How do we even get up there?
I don't know. We just go inside and then see how high we can get.
I don't know if I can do that.
Well, maybe we could try going up the other building and then see if there's a place to cross over onto a roof. And then we can find some way down to her place. Wait, no, never mind. No, that's a bad idea. Hey, that's a bad idea. I take that back.
No one ever listens to me, ever. And now, of course, they listen to me. Great.
What's going on?
No, okay.
What? Wait, let's just... Maybe...
No?
Shit.
No? Well, we should take the stairs.
You guys see that guy's face? When Lily asked him what it was? I mean, they have no idea. Unless they're, like, in on it.
Jesus.
I don't need the papers. Maybe our government made this thing. I mean, you know, maybe it was an accident.
Sure,
or maybe
they did. Does it really matter right now?
Yeah. It matters because I need to talk about something. Otherwise, I'm actually probably gonna shit my pants in this stairwell. I'm sorry.
Wait, you guys hear that? You guys hear that?
Huh? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're getting close. All right, I'm gonna check this floor.
Okay.
Rob leaves the stairwell for a moment.
Okay, I think it's just like two more up, I think. Guys. This one, it's gotta be this one.
Hud follows Lily and Rob along a corridor in the building next to Beth's, which has half collapsed against it. Rob leads them into an apartment.
Oh, God. I don't think there's anybody here. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, no, we can do this. We can totally do this.
I don't know.
Look, it's a straight shot.
I don't know.
Lily,
I'm
Lily,
sorry.
It's a straight shot. Look, it's a straight shot. We could use this pipes there. We could use the air conditioners. Okay? Oh, we can hit this one.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Be careful.
I'll document it.
Come on. Rob and Lily clamber onto the roof of Beth's building.
All right, come on, put the camera down, come on.
Oh, Jesus.
All right,
if this is the last thing you see, that means I died. All
right, come on.
Okay.
Hud continues filming as he climbs onto the precarious rooftop. A sparking cable tumbles past.
Look out! Oh, shit!
They use the air conditioning pipes as handholds to steady themselves. Two F-18s roar overhead. Rob holds his hand out for Lily as they struggle to keep their balance on the tilted rooftop. Having made it inside, Rob tries to kick a door open.
Can you get it?
Do you help? Or... Beth?
Lily staggers into the apartment after Rob. The windows have been blown in, and the apartment is in darkness.
Beth!
What?
Beth!
Oh my God.
What? Beth is lying on the ground, a steel pole jutting through her shoulder.
Beth.
Rob looks distraught, then overcome with relief when Beth weakly opens her eyes.
Hey. Are you really here?
Yeah, I'm really here.
Rob. You came back for me.
Of course I came back for you. Sorry it took me so long. Okay, you're okay. We're gonna get you out of here, okay? We're gonna get you out, all right? All right, put the camera down and
okay,
help me, okay?
Here we go.
If we all just lift
hold on,
at the same
okay?
Time,
we got it. Okay,
right?
Okay, yeah.
We have to. It's gonna be over
please
in a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready, guys?
Okay.
No, please. Slowly,
it's okay. Easy, just wait.
1, 2, 3.
The trio lift Beth free from the post.
I know. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be fine. I know it hurts. What is that?
It's a terrible thing.
Okay,
let's
we
go.
Gotta go. We gotta go.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right, go.
I got you. You're gonna be okay, all right? Hold on to me. We're gonna be all right.
Rob helps Beth through the building.
Hang on to me.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
They make it back out onto the roof.
Shit. This is unbelievable.
Are you okay?
Just don't look down, okay?
All right.
Go. Keep moving. Just go. Just go. Go. Just get to the other side. Come on. Just keep moving.
F-18s rain bombs down onto the creature moving far below them.
Oh my God! You see? Okay, come on!
Get
inside! Okay, come on, come on! Oh God!
They make it into the neighboring building.
Oh my God!
As they reach the end of a corridor, one of the parasites drops down from the ceiling. Rob batters and disables it.
I don't know, something else. Also terrible. Rob, what time do the choppers take off?
600.
What time is that?
6 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, I knew that.
The group make it onto street level and start moving as fast as they can along the abandoned roads. Rockets scream overhead and slam into buildings which burst into flames. The creature passes close by. Its forearms resemble those of a wingless bat, and its reptile-like face boasts a mouthful of pointed fangs. Slashing tail takes out parts of buildings as if they were made of paper. Fear causes the group to find hidden reserves of energy as they sprint from the monster, one of whose mighty claws slams down onto the ground behind them, crushing a tank. They reach the helicopter site. One chopper takes off, and the group move over to another being loaded with civilians. Lily has been forced into the helicopter, which takes off. Beth and Rob share a passionate kiss, then Hud catches the monster on film as it lunges between buildings. Another helicopter lands, and Rob, Beth, and Hud are ushered on board. Chopper takes off, and Hud films the action taking place below them through the window.
Oh shit! Oh my God! Oh. Oh my God! Are you guys seeing this right now? Are you seeing this right now? Look, 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 look. Are you guys seeing this shit right now? Oh my God! Oh God! Oh God!
A stealth bomber drops a multitude of bombs onto the creature.
Oh God! Those aren't gonna hit us, are they?
The creature suddenly rears up and lashes out at the chopper, which starts spinning uncontrollably.
He's gone! Please! Oh, please, God, Jesus Christ, I'm so sorry, God, please!
Rob and Beth brace their hands against the ceiling as the helicopter goes into freefall and crash lands. The picture flickers. Then miraculously, the camera continues to film. It's fallen slightly lopsided and is focused on a part of the fuselage bolted with rivets.
Yeah, or I guess I think so.
I can't move my arm. Help me, but help me.
Okay.
Come on, help me. I know, we're gonna get you out of here. Come on, get over to the other side. You gotta pull him out.
Okay.
Yes, we can. Don't say that. Here, take his hand.
I got it. Oh, my God.
Hard resumes his role as cameraman as he and Beth pull an injured Rob clear of the wreckage.
My leg!
I know. It's okay, you're fine. Listen, you're okay.
Let's stop the bleeding, okay?
You are going to be able to...
Jets fly overhead as they tend to Rob.
You're okay. All right, listen, we gotta get out of here, okay?
Rob, what'd you
make? Get away from here because I think it's gonna explode! Let's go this way. Come on, you come back. You're okay. Wait.
Oh! Oh, no! Having returned for the camera, Hud finds himself turning the lens up to look directly at the creature which is standing over him. The monster stares down at him through eyes as black and round as a shark's during a feeding frenzy. Crimson gills expand at the sides of its head. The creature attacks, snatching Hud and the camera up in its jaws. After a moment, Hud's lifeless body spirals to the ground in unison with the camera. Rob falls onto his friend's body, blocking the camera. Having taken the camera, Rob and Beth film themselves running through Central Park. They take refuge under a bridge but collapse in exhaustion. They are both overwhelmed by grief and fear. They hold one another in desperation.
He's gone.
He's gone. They're all gone.
There's nowhere to go to!
If you wait here, you'll find us.
No, we can't stay!
Rob comforts Beth as best he can. Moments later, he turns the camera on himself. Hearing sirens, he looks like he has given up.
My name is Robert Hawkins. It's 6:42 a.m. on Saturday, May 23rd. Approximately 7 hours ago, something attacked the city. I don't know what it is. If you found this tape, I mean, if you're watching this right now, then you probably know more about it than I do. Whatever it is, it killed my brother, Jason Hawkins. It killed my best friend, Hudson Platt, and Marlena Diamond, and many, many others. We've crashed here in Central Park and taken shelter under this bridge. The military has begun bombing the creature, and we're caught in the middle. Okay, ready? It's okay. Beth, look at me.
I don't know what to say.
Just tell them who you are.
My name is Elizabeth McIntyre. I don't know why this is happening. But we're gonna wait here until this passes.
Debris showers onto the camera.
Look at me, guys, look at me, look at me. I love you.
The camera freezes.
Come on. Admit it, you are gonna miss me a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
Okay, yeah, all right. All right, we're almost on tape. We got like 3 seconds left. What do you wanna say? What do you wanna say? Last thing to begin.
I had a good day.
On their Coney Island trip, Rob and Beth smile into the camera. The screen goes black.
We'll be right back.